The NEA budget is $146 million a year. The federal agency sent about $1 million in direct grants to Wisconsin this year and yesterday gave $60,000 to an arts center in Sheboygan. NEA Chair Jane Chu made the announcement and says Republicans taking control of the U.S. Senate ought not to lead to the NEA budget being cut. Chu says the arts are a public good and often spark local grants that easily top the federal money.
So 1 + 1 is no longer 2 in the arts. 1 + 1 is, you know, equals 9 and 10. That's a great way to make an impact.
Chu praises the state-run Wisconsin Arts Board, but state funding for arts ranks 48th per capita, or just 14 cents per resident every year. The board's executive director, George Zugros, says he's waiting for budget instructions from Governor Walker, but hopes his board of directors convinces Walker to put more money into arts.
We'd certainly like to see a bump in the general revenue just so that we could continue to increase the dollars given to the arts organizations.
Meanwhile, an arts advocacy group, Arts Wisconsin, says it will go back to the legislature with an initiative to allow state investment in so-called creative communities. The group's Ann Katz says the measure didn't quite become law earlier this year, but is still alive.
We have not been sitting around saying, oh dear, what do we do? We've been talking to candidates, we've been talking to legislators.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.